Flat hunting had proved to be a thoroughly arduous task, on a par with training for a marathon or having a tooth, no, several teeth, extracted by an incompetent dentist. In fact, Jesse Campbell decided, either of those options would be preferable to viewing yet another flat that was riddled with damp, or falling in love with a room listed on Spare Room or Gumtree, only to realise it was three times over budget. Even the ones that she'd actually visited in person and liked seemed to end in disappointment. It was always the same. She replied to a flatmate wanted advert, make small talk in the kitchen with current tenants before judging whether or not all of her belongings could fit in the available room. So far, after a month of intensive searching, Jessie had made an offer on four different places and heard nothing back from any of them. Nothing. Despite politely following up twice. The rejection was worse than being vetoed after a job interview, given that it was based strictly on the 20 minutes of personality she'd been allowed to display, not her skill set or lack of experience, all the while trying to work out how much cupboard space she might get in the kitchen. Jessie had posted her own room wanted adverts too, to minimal response, and then spent an afternoon emailing all of the Brighton letting agents that came up on the first page of Google with a list of her requirements. A good-sized double bedroom in a friendly flat share, £600, bills included. Happy to live with males or females, but no students, please. Within minutes, her phone had started buzzing non-stop with calls from unrecognised numbers. Did letting agents not sleep? And how did they keep managing to convince her to view so many rancid places? Jessie always felt as though she was snooping without permission when viewing a bedroom, still obviously in occupation, barely daring to do more than peer around from the threshold.